The chick that owns L'Oreal is in the top five richest women in the world. And you're telling me she can't figure out how to be sustainable? L'Oreal, I'm calling you out. I am going to give you the top tips that can help 10X your business from a nine-figure global iconic brand that I work for 20 years. Procedures are an amazing way to be risk-averse in your salon. You might have noticed that there's drama that comes up regularly within your salon. That would generally be what you would create a procedure around, because welcome to a revolution in the hair industry, a space where being banked and beautiful and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my three salons into seven-figure businesses in under 12 months. If you're ready to step into your power and grow your wealth and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. Welcome to this week's episode, guys. I am going to give you the top tips that can help 10X your business from a nine-figure global iconic brand that I work for 20 years. I started off with Tony and Guy when I was 19 years old. I bought my first Tony and Guy salon at 24. At 26, I got my second, and at 30, I got my third Tony and Guy salon. Every single salon that I bought was in six figures of extreme debt. And with my last salon, it was our flagship salon. It was the one that was opened up first. It was the one that had never produced any profit in 30 years. It was classed as jinxed, right? Nobody could turn this motherfucker around. And then came me. I did it in 2 weeks. So I want to share with you the good, the bad, the scandalous, all the secrets that I personally believe helped build this empire that you can take away and start to action out into your salon. Because, mate, you don't get to being a nine-figure iconic brand without some amazing structure, training, and processes that could literally help every single salon. So, first of all, I'm going to go into training. I'm going to go into system, procedures, finances, and break down all of these. And then I'm going to go into the scandals. So stay tuned for that. Let's start with the training, because this brand was amazing at training. Because it was opened, you know, Tony and Guy, their brothers, and then there was their other two brothers. It was literally just all of this family, this iconic family of hairdressers from Italy that moved to London, and literally every single team member that they brought in, they've treated like family. They would never say no to anything. It wasn't a no to anything. It was like, okay, let me see how we can bring that in. And that was really the philosophy that I adopted into my salons. That changed everything, because nothing was a no. If my staff wanted something, I'm like, figure out the solution of how we're going to get there. At start, I was always like, I'll figure out the solution of how we can make that happen for you. And then I'm like, you know what? You figure it out. You figure out what you want, what the outcome is, and the path you need to take to get there. And I support you, you know, because if your staff can literally think about the solutions to their problems and then the pathway to get there, sexy as fuck, because you don't have to worry about it. It takes all the pressure away from you. And this bringing people in where you're treating them like family. Now, I don't mean wounded family. I don't mean like treat them like your little sister that you treat like a piece of shit, or treat them like, you know, your partner and you're being a total victim. I don't mean that ickiness at all. I mean, treat them like somebody you really care and love about, somebody that you really care and honor, somebody that you really want to nurture their success, nurture their talents, allow them to be and step into the person that they've always wanted to be. And when you do that and you bring that out in your team, why would they work for anybody else? Why would they do anything else? Sure, maybe they want to open up their own salon, but maybe they want to open it up with you because you've been the most amazing mentor and teacher and trainer to them. Or maybe they want to buy out your business because you're ready to sell it for like $20 million and they've got the cash because you helped them become a banked salon owner. That's a possibility too. So training is everything. Now, Tony and Guy, you know, are always at the forefront of fashion because they work with the big fashion houses in London and in every country. So really being involved, if that is your thing, with fashion so that you can be at the forefront of fashion, or working with iconic ambassadors. That's a really beautiful thing. When I first started out, you know, and I was totally in my ego in my 20s, oh my God, I want to be the best at everything, and like doing all the hair shows and doing all of that shit and like, you know, working my way up in that side of things. And I realized one day that, fuck, you spend a lot of money doing that stuff. And it, whilst it's good, it doesn't add, like, it's great PR, right? Public relations, it's great for advertising. But I personally felt that it didn't add a lot to my bottom line. And I stepped away from doing that and stepped more into concentrating on my team's growth and my team's development and marketing my salons, which gave me more profit and turnover on my bottom line, because I wasn't all about the bottom line. But fuck, I love holidays and houses and cars and shit, don't you? So I sort of shifted my mindset around things, but I support you with whatever you do, and there's always an avenue for growth and wealth in anything that you do. And Tony and Guy's ability to train is second to none. I personally love Tony and Guy's trainings because we as a brand, like Tony and Guy, I still say we because, you know, 20 years, as a brand, Tony and Guy are so encouraging of everybody. When I went from other salons into Tony and Guy, because I worked for three other salons before I started with Tony and Guy, it went from like nobody really sharing their information, or they'd share just a little bit of their skills, not to the full capacity of being able to share. And they'd always keep a little bit to themselves. Like they were a little bit greedy with their, or selfish, or egoic with their training and their sharing. Whereas when you come to Tony and Guy, it's about sharing everything and growing and evolving together and making training fun. And they made it so fun that people would come in on their days off and after hours where they weren't paid so that they could literally do training. And it was so much fun. I literally never missed a training day in 15 years of working with Tony and Guy, because the last 5 years I wasn't that into it, you know. But for 15 years, I was never missed a training. I was there on my day off. I'd be marking on a Sunday the bartering trainers that would come through so that I would get to meet and greet and know everybody in the company so that I could be that salon owner that everybody was like, I think I want to go and work for Blythe. So, or I think I want to go and get banked. I should work for Blythe, you know, or I want overseas holidays. I should go and work for Blythe. So you want to become that trainer that shares everything with your staff so that they can be the best. Never hold anything back with your team when it comes to training. Allow them to be better than you because it will evolve you. A lot of salon owners are like, no, I need to be the best. If you do that and you don't share all of your skills, your always needing to be the best keeps you at a standard and your team will outgrow you, and that's why they'll move. So that's why you want to keep on evolving and growing with your team, with the industry, with fashion, with all of it, and with your skills. Like, just keep on evolving, keep on going and training, and keep on training other people, because, you know, once you educate others, then your skills grow and evolve tenfold as well. Now, the number two thing that I think that Tony and Guy do amazing is their systems. When I first got into it, I was a hairdresser. I'm like, systems, whatever, fucking bleh. But we did a really amazing management training for 1 year when I started being a salon owner. They don't do that anymore, but we did a year's training of management training, learning the systems and procedures of Tony and Guy. Fuck, it was sexy. I actually got off on the amount of systems that were in there. I'm a Capricorn Virgo, you know, like I love systems. So system for everything. And you're like, yeah, but I've got a little salon. I don't need to do that. You know what? You need to do it more than anybody else, because it means that if you don't have a system or recorded systems, that you are literally training different people the same thing over and 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 over again for decades. And babe, aren't you bored of that? Ew. Like, not only do you not like the system, and then not only do you not like recording the system, you're literally talking about the same system all the time to new people. But if you could, and you could be like, Blythe, I fucking am a hairdresser. I don't want to write shit down. Great, babe, don't. Create videos. Create short videos. Or even the next time you go to train somebody, or teach somebody a system, get one of your assistants to record it, or put your ring light there with your camera there and record it, so that each time that you are training somebody on something, on a system that, like, it can be the littlest thing. Like, this is how we do the end of day cleanup. This is how we make the coffee. This is how we shampoo. This is the treatment ritual process that we go through. This is how we do the bins. This is how we do the laundry. This is how we lock the salon at the end of the night. This is how we greet clients. This is how we do our quoting. This is how we close a sale. They're all systems. And once you realize that every single one of those is a system and you record it, then you don't have to do that anymore. You've got a video library, a whole portal of library videos that you can say to your team member, hey babe, can you watch the video on quoting again? Because I just see that you've got little gaps in there. You know, you don't even need to be a bitch about it or an asshole about it. You can just be like, hey babe, just go and watch that. Or just, can you go and refresh on that? You know, and then they can go and refresh on it. And then even just say, go and refresh on it and then come back to me and tell me where you want to grow in that area. And then they'll be like, yeah, you know what? I was not doing this bit so well, so I'm going to really concentrate on that. Because once you get them to assess themselves on it, then that's when they embody it. That's when they learn it. That's when they grow and they actually do that thing. So you want to make sure that you're always holding people accountable after you've delegated jobs to them. So systems, 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 fuck yeah, create more peace in your life. Now procedures. Procedures are an amazing way to be risk adverse in your salon, right? Because, you know, like, you might have noticed that there's drama that comes up regularly within your salon. That would generally be what you would create a procedure around, because rather than having fires come up, we want to make sure that we've got procedures that are risk adverse to problems that can potentially come up in your business. So making sure that you have procedures. Now, it's really good as well to assess your business throughout the year as well. I mean, we're assessing it all the time, right? Like every fucking day when something breaks down, right? But if you've got procedures that are there to be risk adverse to prevent fires or dramas from happening, then you will save yourself so much time and energy. Because don't you think it's really weird that all of this shit always happens on your day off when you go to take a holiday and you're like, you know what? It's not even worth me having a day off. It's not even worth me going on holidays because that's when my staff call me the most. What the fuck? You know? But it's because your procedures aren't sexy, aren't understood, and aren't embodied by your team. So be risk adverse, create beautiful procedures in your salons, and it will literally give you that time freedom so that your staff are embodied leaders and they can lead when you're not there, so that you don't need to be their savior, which is really just us being martyrs and victims in our own business. So create beautiful procedures and create them with your teams. Like, you know, your teams know your business so well. So you can even ask them, hey guys, like, I want to really make everything so that there isn't any more drama and fires and we can really figure this shit out. What do you see are risks or future risks of this business that we can create procedures around so that we can avoid these problems actually ever happening? And it will change your motherfucking life, seriously. Now, operations. Operations are also sexy motherfuckers. Now, Tony and Guy are amazing with their operations, procedures, systems, all of it, right? So with their operations, we would literally have an operations manual, which is like the Tony and Guy Bible. Now, this Bible was like so thick, and there was literally an operation for everything, whether it was training an employee, closing up at the end of the night. It went through all the legalities. So, you know, contracts and contracts for different team members, and not only the contracts or the levels, but also the staffing levels as well. So somebody would come in as a senior stylist and then move up to a top stylist and style director and art director, and what was in each one of those things and what the staff needed to do to in order to move up the different levels, what was going to be involved in the training that they needed to do. It literally had everything in it. So the operations manual is essential. Now people can be like, yeah, Blythe, but you know, Tony and Guy did that for you. You didn't do it for yourself. I'm a fucking Capricorn Virgo. Of course I updated that shit my own, and I made every single one of my salons have their own operations manual, because I'm also not a control freak, but I love fucking operations, procedures, and manuals because I worked with Tony and Guy for so long. So a lot of my clients are like, I can't do that, babe. It's my gift. This is what I help people do. Yes, you can. Create the videos. Make it easy for yourself. You are doing operations, procedures, and manuals and all of these things every single day. You just haven't put it into a manual that is your own salon's manual. And once you do, I'm speechless. Like, I'm speechless of actually how amazing that will be for your life, but also for your bottom line and your mental health. Your operations manual will literally provide you so much ease and flow in your brain. And when you have that ease and flow in your brain, it filters out to your staff, your team, and your clients. And you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show, right? You can have a well-oiled machine that you do not need to be at each and every day. And this well-oiled machine, which is your business, functions without you, makes money without you. Yum. Yummity yum yum. I want that for you, okay? So operations manual. And if you're struggling with that, get a mentor that fucking loves that shit, right? Or a mentor. Or if you're an elite salon owner, you can have a mentor come into your business that can literally watch your operations and create a manual for you. That will cost you. So make sure you're banked before you reach out about that one. The final thing that Tony and Guy are epic at is finances. They are ninja with finances, right? Every single week, every single salon around the world, but especially in Australia, like what we would do is every single salon every week had to have its reporting into head office by the following week. So we would either on a Saturday night, losers, all of us would do it on a Saturday night. I'd get my staff to do it. Anyway, I'd pay somebody to do that at the end of the day so that I didn't have to do it. I really recommend delegating and then holding people accountable for it because you know what? There is people that want to do that shit. Like, there is your apprentice who's like, Blythe, I want to earn an extra $100 a week. Okay, do you want to stay back for an hour on a Saturday night and do this thing for me? Yes. Okay, amazing. I'll hold you accountable and double check that it's right on Monday, but, or Tuesday, depending if you have the day off. But there's literally people in your business that are like, please give me more money. Please give me more money. Please give me more money. Give me the shit jobs. Give me the shit jobs. And you don't want to do them. And you're holding on to that extra $100 when you could literally go and spend that Saturday evening leaving early to go to the beach and have dinner with your kids and your partner, or leaving the salon early so that you can go and have a long weekend away at an amazing retreat center that's just for salon owners in the Northern Rivers, aka my house, or whatever the fuck you want to do. You know, go out and party. Don't get on the coke. But if you do, just make sure you have a detoxing meal the next day, you know? But finances. So every single week they would do reporting and every single salon would be assessed against each other's salons, right? And then they would have a printout to us by the following like Tuesday or Wednesday of how every single salon did the previous week. And all of our staff would be able to see how they compared against the other staff. And it was great because my staff were always at the top. And it was also great because then the staff would be able to see where they were at and how we could grow and evolve. And we were like, you know, fighting against ourselves. It was like my team in one salon fighting against my, and there were nobody fighting. They were just healthy competition. It was literally like my team members in one salon against my team members in the other salons because they were the top of our salons. Like my teams were the top retailers and treatments and rebookings of Tony and Guy Australia. And I want to help you do that too. I want to help it where you can literally maybe compete against another salon that's in your area. Like you can share shit. You don't need to do this by yourself. You're not alone in this industry. There is literally like, as I was saying in the previous episode, we're perfectionists and we try and hide the things that we are doing so that we're not seen as being bad or wrong. But when we start to share and express this with other salon owners and other team members, we get banked, babe. We literally get banked. So the things that we're trying to like, we're worried about and not sharing on are literally the things that are going to grow and evolve us. So if you can share your finances, first of all, with your mentor, might know an amazing one of those, her name's Blythe, but if you can share them first of all, foremost with your mentor and allow them to help you and guide you to, on where you can express them and how to express them, then literally you will become banked. Your team will be like 10xing their results week after week, especially if you've got the incentive set up, like I've said, then your team will be just like competing with themselves. Like my team, like I say, they were fighting against, you know, one salon to another. They weren't. They were all just fighting for their own fucking incentives that they had set because they were so good. I had team members that were literally making after tax every single week. Now, this is 5 years ago, so there has been a big increase in the industry. They were making $4,000 a week after tax. On good weeks, they were making $7,000-$8,000 after tax. Like, my salon staff members were banked. They're probably making more than you're making as a salon owner. I think you need my skills, babe. Like, let's go. Reach out. Book a phone call, you know? Let's, like, take your salon to where you need it to be. So, like, you can make more than that and your team can make that too. Because if that's, like, on commission basis, what must the team members be making? What would they have been making? Like, if you do the math, you might be able to figure out what we were doing each week. Yes, I was a multi six-figure monthly salon owner. My salon's brought in $250,000 a month. Wow. Cool, huh? That was two. Now, that's the sexy side of things. Now let's break down the scandals. We're in hairdressing. We have seen a scandal or two, right? So, I'm going to talk about scandals that Tony and Guy potentially do, but then also, like, we're in the hairdressing industry. It's fucking scandalous, isn't it? We can't help it. We love a drama. No, we don't. We want to get away from the drama, but they just always seem to follow us anyway. Scandals, motherfuckers, let's go. So, obviously, Tony and Guy is a hairdressing franchise. So they take a big cut of the pie. We've got our franchise fees, our royalties, which are like, I could be getting it wrong, 10 to 12%, right? Can you imagine if somebody took 10 to 12% of your turnover? Now, that's not your profit. That's your turnover, right? So my salons were doing amazing. And my staff were getting paid these amazing wages and I was having an amazing life. Even with Tony and Guy taking 10 to 12% of my bottom line. Imagine what I could do for you if you didn't have to pay franchise fees. Whoa, whoa, we were. Whoa, whoa, we were. It's a big deal. Now, you can be like, but they helped you market. Really? Yes, they did. But also, do you know how much I paid in marketing every year? I think more than anybody else in our company besides head office. Maybe that's why I got good results. If you want to know more about that, you can reach out. Okay, so that is, like, you know, obvious that a franchise head would, obviously being in a franchise, there'd be massive royalties to pay as well as marketing. But you know what? It really taught me so much. It taught me how to make even more profits so that they could take their cut of the pie and I would still have a fucking tidy sum at the end of the day as well. Now, what I believe is the most scandalous thing in our industry is going to trigger you, and you're welcome, because I want to help you wake up to the fact that we are literally poisoning the earth with the chemicals that we put down the sink. And there's a solution for that. And many of you already use that solution. And I just, like, you're amazing. You are literally saving the world and I honor you. Yes, sustainable salons. Sustainable Salons is an amazing company that literally takes the chemicals that you put down in the sink, and instead of putting them down the sink, you put them into a bucket every week. They came and picked it up and they would turn it back into water, because we all know that, you know, peroxide is just H2O. It's just an extra hydrogen molecule than water. And the chemicals that once you treat them, they can be turned back into water. So they would literally do that. So if you don't have a sustainable salon, if you are putting chemicals down the sink, you are literally sterilizing this planet. Now, what does that mean when the planet is sterilized? It means that women can't be as fertile. Don't you think it's uncanny that so many women have to use IVF because they're not fertile, and that so many men, their sperm count is so low because they're partially infertile? Well, we've got a part to play in that. Our salons have got a part to play in that. So in order for us to be a positive effect on the planet and humanity, we really need to make sure that our salons are sustainable. We really need to make sure that we're collecting all of those chemicals and not putting them down the sink. We're part of the problem or part of the solution, and it's up to us. And once we've become amazing sustainable salons, fuck those guys. Like, seriously, sustainable salons. Man, I cannot get enough of you. Seriously, I talk your praise until forever. You guys are epic, epic change leaders. And as salon owners, we are like prostitutes to our color houses, fucking prostituting ourselves. We are prostituting ourselves and whore trading. And I don't want you to be a whore trader to your chemical company, right? Sorry, color company. I don't want you to whore trade yourself to a color company. I want you to do this instead. I want you to say to the color house and also send their head office letters saying, you guys need to become sustainable in your practices ASAP. Because you know what? They're billion-dollar empires. L'Oreal, the chick that owns L'Oreal, is in the top five richest women in the world. And you're telling me she can't figure out how to be fucking sustainable when every single salon can be sustainable? Bitch, you'd be lying. L'Oreal, I'm calling you out. Wella, I'm calling you out. You're billion-dollar empires. Step the fuck up. And you know who actually needs to call them out? Every single hairdressing salon owner that has made them rich. Because, babe, we are the ones that have made them become billionaires. I ain't a billionaire. Are you a billionaire? Nah. But you know what? Our salons help them be billionaires. So why can't we, as their clients, say to them, step the fuck up. Stop putting chemicals down the sink. You're literally killing our babies. That's what's happening here. So if we as salon owners can actually see that if we stood together and all of us said no more, Wella, L'Oreal, they're the only ones that I've got in my head at the moment, but all the other color brands, step the fuck up. You're a billion-dollar empire. We don't want you to be sustainable by 2035. We want you sustainable by 2026. Actually, you're a billion-dollar empire. We want you sustainable in 6 months, or guess what? We're taking our business elsewhere. Because if we stood together, we can start a revolution. And this is how revolutions start, by us just expressing ourselves and calling people out. Let's go old school. You know, I'm from the country. We've got guns here and shit. Anyway, we don't need to get crazy, but let's hold these motherfuckers accountable. And when I say motherfuckers, I mean that with like so much love, because I love my reps. You love your reps. Some of my ex-staff are reps. You know, like, I love these guys, and we are paying people to poison the earth and sterilize future generations, and it's up to us to make a change. So write a letter to your color house. Every single time the rep comes in, say, when is this color house going to actually step up and be sustainable? And say it's just not good enough. Every single time they're like, oh, in 2035. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. Seriously, if they don't do something about this, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. And if all of us say that thing to our color reps, then something will happen. A shift will change. So please be part of the solution, not part of the problem. It's the thing I hate most about our industry. And it's the thing that I haven't stepped up enough into. And I'm sure many of you are the same too, who have had huge amounts or even small amounts of sexual misconduct happen to you. And because it's so normal in our industry, we don't hold those accountable who have caused the sexual misconduct, generally because they're our leaders. Super shit, hey? I'm guilty of that too. I haven't held them accountable. Because how do you, when they're your leaders, when you're young and you idolize them and you think you're going to lose your job and then they blackmail you, what do you do? It's fucking shit, isn't it? So it's about breeding a new culture, allowing our younger staff members to really be taught safe boundaries and what's right and wrong for them. I didn't hold the people that did that to me accountable, but I made damn sure that I taught my junior staff how to step up for themselves, how to be accountable for themselves, how to set strong boundaries, how to say no, and how to be amazing hairdressers that wouldn't put up with the same shit that I put up with. So I believe each and every single one of us as salon owners, we've all seen it. It's disgusting. We've all fucking seen it. And if you say that you haven't, you are drunk. Seriously, you are fucking drunk. So help your junior staff to set strong boundaries within themselves. Set strong boundaries within yourself to never put up with that and to call people out when it happens, not after the fact. And I know that we can go into a fight, fright, freeze or fawn response when it happens, but we've got to hold them accountable and just say, look, this is unacceptable, and walk away if you can't do anything else. So I believe that sexual misconduct is the biggest scandal in our industry and within all brands. I just see it happen all the time, and it's fucked up. And it's up to all of us to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And the final scandal or bad thing about the hairdressing industry is handling competition. A lot of us don't handle competition well, but I believe that Tony and Guy, this is something that they were great at with people external to our company. But so many of us get so fucking scared about the competition that we're not as good as them, that we're always looking for other at other people's work to be better than them, and like just fucking do our own heads in over competition, when really the best way to look at it is, amazing. If that person's growing in some way, shape or form, it's doing amazing things for your business and for our industry. So you don't need to worry about competition. Instead, just see it as them giving you free marketing. It's fucking epic. So when you can start to have that flip in your mind about, oh my gosh, they're better than us, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, to, babe, you do the hard work, I'm going to fucking reap the rewards of what you're doing. You go and spend all the money and you go and do all that shit, and I'll just sit back and enjoy the fucking rewards from it. So you don't need to worry about competition. Competition is healthy. It's great. And anybody that is growing and expressing and marketing our industry is great. Don't worry about it. Stick in your own lane. You don't need to do what everybody else is being. Be fucking unique. Be fucking bold and brilliant in what you're doing. You know, it's like what they say when you're in the Olympics, you know, like stick to your lane if you're swimming. Stick to your lane. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing. Do your own personal best and you will always come out on top. So I hope you have loved learning the scandals, learning the great things about Tony and Guy and about our industry. And I would love to hear from you. What scandals have you just like put your head in the sand about? Have you not actually dealt with that you wish you had of at the time? Let me know in the notes below. And then also let me know what it is that you see as the gaps in your business, like from the good stuff out of Tony and Guy, because there's so much good stuff. What can you implement into your business, or what would you desire implementing into your business that you reckon can actually 10X your business? And if you want more help with this, I run the most epic mastermind for salon owners so that you can get banked, so that you can double your profits in 90 days, so that you can completely change your salon culture, so that you can have epic systems, procedures, and your own Bible, your own fucking Bible, right, of how you do everything. So please reach out, because I'm starting a revolution and I want you to be part of it. I don't want you to be left behind. I want you to be part of changing this industry forever. I want to give you back freedom, freedom of your health, freedom of your wealth, freedom of your time, so that you can enjoy your life and no longer have to deal with the overwhelming pressure of being a salon owner and doing it all by yourself. If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.